from Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Good to have you here. Thank you for being here. The Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Tough day for the Panhandle of Florida. That storm really came out of nowhere just a few days ago. What became Hurricane Michael was just a tropical depression, but it grew quickly, it grew fast, and it grew into a monster storm of Category 4 when it hit Mexico Beach near Panama Beach, Florida, in the Panhandle yesterday, midday, 2 o'clock-ish, and roared on shore. A lot of damage. There's been a curfew in place, but as the sun starts to come up now, the cleanup will continue to get underway full force today. We'll keep an eye on that and see where that goes. It will have political ramifications, as these storms always do. And look for the left to make accusations that the Trump administration was unprepared, the president was unprepared. They will also attack Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, whether it's justified or not, because he is running ahead in the race to become the next U.S. senator from Florida. He's running ahead of the incumbent, Bill Nelson. And Florida is key for the Democrats if they have any hope of hanging on to any power. They need to maintain Florida because they're going to lose in North Dakota. They're going to lose in Missouri. They're going to lose a couple of seats in the United States Senate. But looking at polling over the last 3 or 4 days, there has been a move to the right. And I guess we will call it the Kavanaugh effect, as others do. I think that's probably accurate enough as America saw what was going on. I'm my next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg here from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be with you. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm concerned because of the comments that we heard this week from Hillary Clinton, saying you can no longer be civil to Republicans. You must basically go after them. I hear Eric Holder saying, if they go low, we kick them. And this is all with the backdrop of last summer. Steve Scalise was gunned down by a radical leftist at a baseball field. And that guy would have killed numerous members of Congress, including our good friend Mike Bishop, who happened to be closer to the gunman than all of the other members of Congress. He just wasn't noticed properly, I suppose, and we got very lucky that Mike Bishop is still with us. And yet these Democrats are out there saying these things that I think are inciting violence. Am I wrong?
Well, sadly, you're not wrong. And it used to be a fringe group of the Democrat left-wingers. It's changing now, and it's becoming more prevalent across the board. And while I still have some very good friends who are Democrats and who have not posted that type of language, when you see leadership making those statements, it causes very, very negative things to happen. And
we've can you imagine John Kennedy or even Bill Clinton saying such things? I mean, honestly.
No, I really can't. I really can't. And when you saw the, or even read about, or heard of the demonstrations going on for the past several weeks in Washington, and yesterday, you know, my phone was blowing up all last week from Capitol Police notifying of demonstration activity taking place all over the Capitol Hill. It still continues this week, and it's not a good sign of what the split is in America. And Steve, the polling that we've done and others have done during the course of this campaign season shows that there is just a complete divide that is unprecedented in our nation's heartland. People have decided, because of what they've heard, and I think it comes from the national media, that you cannot have any type of relationship that is growing and positive, even with disagreements in some policy. You can't have a relationship or acceptance of the other side. That must change, and we'll see what happens with this election, but it's a crucial election.
It's shocking to me to hear those comments, but here's something else that's kind of shocking. Bill and Hillary Clinton, and I've told you this, and I've told a lot of people this, if you want to win as a Republican, you scrape together all the money you can, and you make sure Hillary Clinton comes to your district and does a book tour. And you make sure she does it a lot and gets in front of all the cameras and let her talk all she wants, because that's the best thing for Republican voters to have Hillary Clinton around. But now Bill and Hillary are going on tour, right? They're going to go to a speaking tour. They're like the old rock band, like the over-the-hill rock that we got to go on tour, dude. We're out of money. They're getting $750 a ticket. It's like a has-been rock band that just won't go away. And they're going on tour, and they might just be in a district near you sometime soon, Congressman. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, that's how they carry on their life. They made it through politics. They did what they did in Arkansas. We know that there were plenty of questionable activities, at the very least you could say, on the legal side of things, let alone the moral side of things, then came to Washington, became a rock star, united the Democrat Party for a number of years with Bill Clinton's activities. Impeachment took place in the House, couldn't convict in the Senate, and with the survivor mentality of President Clinton at the time, he followed the lead of the Republicans in the House and Senate and jumped on board with tax cuts and welfare reform, made his reputation something positive again, and that's continued on. Hillary started a different train, and thankfully we had a president, a candidate named Trump, who could take her on and out the negatives there and won the election. And right now we see the benefits to the American people with all that's going on and an economy that's growing and opportunities and security in the world that's been developed from a stronger America. So the other side has nothing to offer, no platform, and so it has to be a disrupt as opposed to, speaking of results that Republicans are speaking of, they speak of resistance.
Yeah. So as you look at the polling, I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Do you look at polling? Do you concern yourself with it? Do you see what's going on around the country? Because in the last few days, I mean, I've been doing polling this morning from several different places, be it Arizona, be it Florida, Missouri, Indiana, Nevada. All of these places in the last few days have lurched hard to the right for the Republican candidates. And Scott Walker, who's been running behind in Wisconsin, running for governor again there, he's been running 5-6 points behind consistently. Suddenly, he has a 1-point lead in a Marquette survey that was released yesterday. I think that's impressive for the governor, Scott Walker. He's always been an underdog, though, and always been a fighter. But all of a sudden, they move out and ahead. I don't know if you follow these things, but it is fascinating.
It is fascinating. And some of the polls, as we saw in the last election, are so wrong. So we can never make plans based upon some of the national news media polls, but we all do look at polls, at least I do, tracking polls that come from respectable organizations that don't report it necessarily in the newspapers, but do it for businesses and politicians so we actually know what's going on. And those are the things that have shown some improvement, but also give indication that it's a constantly flowing setting based upon people's attention at the time. And the key is, what will the turnout be on November 6th? If we can keep people's minds to those things that are most important to them, and that's a growing economy and security and safety at home, I think we'll have a good showing. But if they
hold that thought, Congressman, because I want to ask you about one more thing when it comes to the important things to voters come November the 6th. 41 afterwards, the Congressman Tim Walberg. On a Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show, we'll be back after this.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel... Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me at My Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started